Sunshine. We need sunshine. It helps our bodies create vitamin D. My plea is that you make time for at least 20 minutes sunshine a day. If you live in cooler climes, this is even more important. My belief is that we benefit from exposing as much of our bodies as possible without thinking that we can lie on a beach in the heat of the day wearing next to nothing without suffering the consequences. So, let's put it in perspective. I believe that it's important to spend time in the sunshine with at least some of our skin exposed to the sun rays for a minimum of 20 minutes per day. How you fit that into your program is up to you. I'm dismayed by the number of people in the office who eat their lunch in the lunchroom or at their desks and don't even venture into the fresh air. This is in Auckland, New Zealand, where we are minutes from walking in a park. I could understand it if they were in the centre of a large city. However, even there, if it were me, I would be out of there and looking for the nearest grass. Walking. The theme of this website is improving and staying healthy. Unless you aren't physically able, I do urge you to get out and walk. I'm lucky in that I have lots of wonderful places to walk. But even if you're in the middle of an industrialised area, make a point of walking round the block, taking deep breaths, and using some relaxation techniques. Your body will thank you for it. Beauty. What is your beauty trigger? Do you stand in amazement at a wonderful sunrise, sunset, Monet picture, beautiful sculpture, photos of your grandchildren? It's really important to actually absorb that beauty and experience it within our bodies. I'm a flower fanatic. I love flowers of every kind. I went to the Chelsea Flower Show in 1999 and again in 2009, and I just loved it. Imagine, if you will, a stand of flowers of sweet peas, each bucket full a different colour. Here are some of my favourite flower photos. And I'm sorry you're hearing this on the radio because you can't actually see the pictures. But come and visit me at my website, Janice M. Baird, that's BAIRD.com, and I can show you the lovely pictures of my flowers.